I really believe that when women have more wealth, and heart-centered humans as well, like we're not leaving the men behind, but women traditionally have had to do a lot of things out of obligation and obedience, and those are very low frequency vibrations. When women have money, they have power, they have opportunity, and they get to do things based on passion, creativity, service. What is up? Hello, welcome back to the Joyous Path to Millions podcast. Can I be completely honest and say that I am terrified to record this episode? You'll hear why in a minute, but I am holding myself accountable to something really important in 2024 in my business, and I'm so scared to say it out loud and to record it on the podcast because that makes it real and it means that there's thousands of you that can hold me accountable. My team's going to be hearing it the first time when they go to edit this episode. Whew. I really think it's the right thing for me to do this year, and I think it's going to lead to my first $1 million year in my coaching business, but I'm honestly scared that I lack the discipline to follow through with it, you guys. So, all right, before we dive right in and I tell you exactly what it is that I'm committed to, in case this is your first time listening, hi, I'm Emily June Wilcox, and I am the host of The Joyous Path to Millions. This is a top 3% global podcast, so just freaking thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and for sharing this episode, for leaving positive reviews on Apple and Spotify and YouTube. Honestly, like, it makes the biggest difference. You'd be completely shocked. I think only the few of us that actually run podcasts start to realize like what a difference it truly makes. But anyway, a little bit about me. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So my husband and I started an e-commerce business, grew that to multiple seven figures, about $3 million in lifetime revenue. We also started a marketing agency, a done-for-you agency where we help brands sell more on Amazon. That is a $1 million business as well, has had back-to-back $1 million cash years. And about 2.5 years ago, I got the clear message from my higher self that I was meant to be helping women create more wealth and to be stepping into coaching. And so I did it. And this podcast was one of the first ways that I did it. If you go back and listen to the very first episode, you'll hear little baby Emily talking about money and just doing it scared. And I've since now had back-to-back multi-six-figure years in my coaching business. And I've created the Money Wound Medicine program. It's my signature program. This is the primary way that I help women heal their money wounds to step into more wealth. I really believe that when women have more wealth, and heart-centered humans as well, like we're not leaving the men behind, but women traditionally have had to do a lot of things out of obligation and obedience, and those are very low frequency vibrations. When women have money, they have power, they have opportunity, and they get to do things based on passion, creativity, service. Those are very high vibrations. And so the whole planet, everyone, the men included, benefit from women having more wealth. And I am here to do that. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. At this point, I think I'm stalling because I don't want to tell you what I'm committing to. Do you ever have those moments in your life, in your business, where you're like, damn, I know this is the right thing. I know I'm meant to do it. And I'm scared. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't want to commit to it because what if, what if, what if? And so here's the thing. I am a manifesting generator in human design, and manifesting generators have squirrel energy. Like, we get super excited about something and super into it. And then oftentimes it's like, I'm not into that anymore. And we move on. And that is so true for me. And I will tell you, like, I have notes upon notes upon notes of like mini courses, trainings, and programs that I want to create for you all. Like, I can see them all. I have them outlined. I know exactly what I want to teach on. I brag that I'm an excellent teacher. It's something that I'm really good at, is taking what could be complex concepts and breaking them down appropriately, making them bite-sized, making them understandable, making sure that you understand the key thing that will actually make each of those things work, and bringing the energetics into it as well so that it's not all just strategy, but that you're also addressing how you feel in the process. Like, it is just a gift that I have. So I've been super excited making all of these notes and plans and lists. And someone that I choose to receive coaching from brought me back today to a concept that she has shared with me, with the world before, that I really want to commit to. And it is called the rule of one. And this coach, her name is Maria Wendt. And I first heard her talk about this on her YouTube channel. So we'll link that YouTube video in the comments below, because I really believe in like giving credit where credit is due. And she learned it from her mentor. I don't think she mentions who that is, so I can't give credit there. But nevertheless, the rule of one was how she achieved her first $1 million year in her coaching business. And when I first heard it, I was interested, I was intrigued, I was excited. And I also kind of thought like, I don't know if I can really do this. Maybe I'll just tweak it slightly. I like the concept of it, but I don't know. And I think I had questions about whether or not she actually followed it to a T. But then I was on a coaching call with her today and got to ask those questions. And she really clarified like how strict she was about it. I'm like, oh, damn. I felt so called out, but I also felt super excited. And I was like scribbling notes about all these ideas that were coming through. And here I am less than an hour later recording this podcast episode. So you guys are getting it so raw and so real. Okay, so let's talk about the rule of one. The rule of one has five ones in it. One target market, one problem, one system or platform, one offer, for 1 year. That was what she followed to have her first $1 million year. And in fact, she started doing it, she said, in like November of a year. And by May, so we're talking like 6 or 7 months later, she hit like the $1 million run rate. So if you collect more than $83,000 cash in a month, you're on track for $1 million year. So it only took her actually 7 months to do it. And honestly, I believe it could happen even faster for me, because I feel like I have so much momentum already in my business. So here's what it's going to look like in my business. I'll just give you examples in case you're like, wait, what does that mean? Like one system or one platform, and et cetera. In case any of you are inspired, feeling crazy, wanting to do this with me, I could totally use some accountability here. Okay. So one target market. For me, that's women entrepreneurs. Without a doubt. One problem. They want to make more wealth. They want more wealth, but they have money wounds that are blocking them. One system or platform. I'm choosing Instagram. I'm having a little bit of like mental, I don't know, like I'm wavering a bit. I'm wiffle waffling. Because to be completely honest, Facebook's an easier platform for me to create on. Instagram, I get a little bit hung up around like the graphics and the branding and it looking just so. But someone kind of asked Maria about this, because when she did it, she chose Facebook groups because she had a Facebook group that already like had some traction. But they were like, would you choose that again? And she's like, I would choose Instagram now, because she's seeing like all this incredible growth on Instagram. So I'm a little torn, like, do I just follow the trend or do I go where it's easiest for me? And to be just completely honest, this is the one area of the five ones that I don't see myself following completely. And maybe I will regret that. We'll see. I can keep you guys updated. But here's the thing. Technically, I think by the letter of this, I would have to give up this podcast, stop sending emails to my list, stop repurposing content for other platforms. And that feels like too big of a loss. Like, I love this podcast so much. I don't want to give it up. And to me, it wouldn't make sense for this podcast to be the one platform, because I'm only releasing one episode a week and I want to be selling daily. So I think what I will be doing is focusing on Instagram. I'll be creating my content for Instagram, and then I'll probably let my team do a little bit of content repurposing so that I still have some of that content going to these other platforms, but it doesn't require any of my effort. That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see. Stay tuned on that, but the podcast isn't going anywhere, so no worries there. But for those of you who are like strict rule followers, you might be like, wait a second, Emily said she committed to the rule of one and I still see her content all over the place. So that's the one. That one is definitely going to take some discipline. But to be completely honest, even this idea of the rest of the ones scared the shit out of me when I first heard about it, and I was not planning on committing to it for 2024. So here I am, just like in the moment, saying it, doing it scared, creating some accountability. So my one offer is going to be Money Wound Medicine. That's it. And I was kind of like, does that mean like I wouldn't sell my retreats? Because I have a retreat planned for October 2024 and then one for February 2025. Does that mean I wouldn't sell one-on-one coaching or that I wouldn't continue to enroll people in Fruition? I don't think so. But I think what it means is that I'm really just going to be focused on talking about the value of Money Wound Medicine and enrolling more people in Money Wound Medicine. And I hope that the secondary like consequence or outcome from that is that there are people that are naturally asking like, hey, can I work with you one-on-one? Like, hey, I know you have a mastermind. When does it open soon? I want to get on the wait list. Hey, and I could just literally like send out one email about the retreat and have it full. But my goal, like I really want Money Wound Medicine to be $1 million funnel and $1 million a year program. And I only need to do 3 or 4 sales a day in order to make that happen. So if I'm being completely honest, like, and obviously there's the messy middle, but if Money Wound Medicine were bringing in $1 million a year and I wasn't selling the other stuff, would I be mad about that? No. I think that I'm still going to have a core group of clients that want closer proximity, that want one-on-one coaching and mastermind. And right now, like I still very, 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 very much enjoy that. So that's kind of my interpretation of it, is that the one offer is just the one that you're focused on selling. It doesn't mean that there aren't other things that will end up selling in your business, but you're not focused on promoting them. So based on that interpretation, I will absolutely be focused on promoting Money Wound Medicine. So PS, if you're not in that program yet, why not get in there? Honestly, I think there's a really good chance that I'm going to raise the price too. So I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes and just highly recommend get in now because you get lifetime access and I improve that program every year. So there's more that gets added and not like more that gets added where it's like now you have like 50 hours worth of stuff that you have to slog through, but I make it better in very strategic and intentional ways. Anytime I think that there's a resource or a training or something that would make a difference, I put it in there. So you get lifetime access plus everything thereafter. And it's really, really reasonable. It's under $1,000. And there's very generous payment plans. There's payment plans right now. There's a payment plan that's under $100 a month. So can't promise if you're listening to this podcast later and you click on the link that the pricing won't be different. But regardless, whatever the pricing is, honestly, the value is at least 10x. I really believe the value is 100x plus over the course of your lifetime, without a doubt. But I just love this program so much. The clients that go through it have the most insane breakthroughs. They love the program. I'm writing the book on Money Wound Medicine. Like I'm writing the book on what money wounds are and how to heal them. And I don't know if I've even mentioned the book here on the podcast. So if I haven't, oops. But yeah, I'm like pretty far into writing the book. I'm hoping that it'll be out in Q1 of 2024. So it only makes sense. And the last one is 1 year. So 2024, baby. Like this is the year of Money Wound Medicine, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So just to recap, since I've been a little verbose, one target market for me, women entrepreneurs. One problem for me, they want more wealth, but have money wounds blocking them. One system or platform, for me, Instagram. One offer, For me, Money Wound Medicine, 1 year. For me, 2024. The rule of one. That's what I'm committing to. And I am scared as hell because I just don't know if I can focus on it, if I'm going to get like so bored of talking about the same thing that I don't show up for it. But I really do believe in it. And the whole premise is that you're so focused that you make it work. And I truly believe that. Like, there are so many things that I could do, even just literally like changing the first image that you get to when you get to the landing page for Money Wound Medicine and testing that and seeing like with a different image, which one performs better, changing the headline. Like, there are so many things that I can test to figure out the best way to talk about Money Wound Medicine, the best way to sell it, the best way to enroll people, the best way to make sure that all of my clients in there are getting like incredible outcomes. I actually just added something where you can buy into Money Wound Medicine and not have to pay for it because you can, well, I don't want to spoil what it is, but there's a unique way where once you're inside the program and you're getting results and you're loving it, you can share the program with others and earn back your initial investment. So it just continues to get better and better. But if I'm not focused on it, if I start doing my list of all of these other courses, programs, mini offers that I want to create, my energy is going to be so diluted and so scattered that I'm going to miss out on the fine tuning. I'm going to miss out on the opportunity to become an expert in how to position Money Wound Medicine, how to position it to transform you, to take you from a place where, yeah, you're probably making just enough, like you're getting by, maybe you're even comfortable. Maybe you're someone who has big money coming in, but then it's like you look at your bank account and at the end of the day, it's not growing. It's kind of staying the same. You're staying in the same range. You don't feel like you're making significant progress towards your wealth. Why is that? It's not because you're not taking actions. It's not because you don't know what you should be doing. You have to go so much deeper into the subconscious mind. Because in the subconscious mind and in the body lives the money wounds. And those are the stored traumas and stored limiting beliefs that are blocking everything else. So it's like when you have that money wound in place, it doesn't matter if you're taking the right actions. It doesn't matter if you're consciously thinking the right thoughts or consciously feeling the right feelings. You're self-sabotaging. Those money wounds are getting in the way of you and the wealth that you want. And so to me, it's such powerful work to help you permanently heal those money wounds, because all of a sudden, like, everything else works. And so a lot of times when we think about people who are in this field of like wealth and money, we think of more traditional like financial planners, wealth strategists, and often they are very evangelistic about a specific way of earning. They are super into certain stocks or 401ks, or they might say, no, 401ks are terrible. You should just be invested in real estate, or you should just be this, or you should just be that. My take is when you permanently heal your money wounds, all of that works. All of it works, and you will have the self-trust and the connection to your higher self, the very wise part of you that will know which of those strategies is correct for you in that moment. So it's like, I don't have to tell you, here's the thing to do. Here's the way to do it. Here's the one way to wealth. It's like, there are infinite ways to wealth, but none of them work when you've got unhealed money wounds that are blocking the path. And they create self-sabotage. And the way that you know whether you have them or not is just look at your bank account. Like, look at the evidence in your life. Are you getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier? Or are you staying about the same? Do you have money come and then it goes again right away? Are you taking a very slow approach to savings and you're trying to hoard your money? Like, you can look at what's in your bank account and what's in your life, and that's the evidence. So I'm super fired up and excited about that. And like, that is the drum that I want to beat in 2024. So if you are interested in focusing in 2024 and simplifying your business, maybe consider the rule of one. You can watch Maria's video. Hopefully this podcast inspired you. And if you're going to do it, please send me a message. Let's like cheer each other on and create a little accountability here, because my manifesting generator self is like, can I really stick with something for a year? Like just one thing? And we'll see. We shall see. But I'm excited to run the experiment. I'm excited to try. I really do believe that for me, it's correct that I got like a sacral yes on it, which is in my human design, that's my inner authority. That's the way that I can feel whether things are correct for me or not. So we're rolling with it. We're rolling with it. And my team is listening to this and who knows, maybe they're freaking out a little bit, but maybe they're like, oh, thank goodness, this is great. Because it's like everyone does better with clarity and with marching orders. And so Team Emily Wilcox Coaching, this is what we're doing. I'm super excited. It's going to be a great 2024. And I think we are going to become experts at our craft and a new level, because we're not bouncing around between a zillion ideas. Because Lord knows I have the zillion ideas. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being my virtual accountability partner. Apparently, I really needed it. And thank you so much for tuning in. Truly, it means the world. If you share this on your social media, if you leave a review, if you continue tuning in and subscribing, like it makes such a difference. So if there's a way that you want to give back and help me in 2024, it would truly just be continuing to tune into this show, leave a review, and share it with a friend. So thank you so much as always, and I will talk to you soon. Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.